My name is Lily Knepp. I'm the regional reporter for Blue Ridge Public Radio, and I'm here with the new mayor of Hayesville, Mr. Joe Slayton.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Slayton, you ran unopposed for mayor and kind of switched spots with the former mayor of Hayesville, Harry Bond. Can you talk a little bit about how your experience on town council has kind of informed the way that you're thinking about your role as mayor?
Well, I'm glad I served for 5 years on the town council, but I don't know if I'm truly prepared. Being interested in the town has been important to me, and I hope that I live up to expectations of people having me.
Hayesville is a very small town. I was looking at the actual numbers of votes, and 63 people voted in the town council election, and you got 21 votes, which was 91% of the vote.
That's correct. One person didn't vote, and there were two write-ins.
How do you think about that voter turnout and, just kind of political participation in Hayesville and in Clay County?
Well, I'm not sure. We had, when I ran for council 4 years ago, we had a few more people vote, but not many. So out of 180 voters, I think it is, not many participate. It's, of course, an off election. No, nothing else is going on, no elections, but the city elections. So that suppresses turnout. But it's not a partisan election, so there are no issues of right and left, as you may. But anyway, and I think hopefully we've done a good job, and people recognize that they know us and had no reason to oppose us or think that we might not get elected.
That makes sense. I think, that in all of the off-year elections, we kind of have this conversation of what when things are not so polarizing and there's no president on the ballot, how do you get folks to turn out?
But I don't think they should necessarily be in a partisan election, because then they get wrapped up in either state or national politics, and you have a maybe an unstable situation of turning over every 4 years. We have an issue this year. Unfortunately, our town clerk died last week, and I was really counting on her to offer stability or continuity in the services we do. And so my first job is to get a new clerk. And it seems so sad to have to do that, first week for after her passing, but it'd be derelict of duty if I didn't, get somebody to help provide the services we're expected of us. Even to pay a check, she took care of all of that and was signature, signatory of the checks.
Wow, but how long was she the town clerk? What was her role in Hayesville?
Susan Morgan was our clerk, and she got to know everybody. She was the Episcopal priest's wife as well, and and she was active in organizations in the town and county. So she was not just working as the clerk. Correct. And she's also the finance officer, was, and so it's a dual job, finance officer as well as clerk. I think she was here for 6 years. And if you've been to our office, which I know you have, she's the first person you see. She's the greeter. And she was very friendly, very pleasant, and was very informed. Of course, she was new, so she learned a job. So that doesn't mean somebody else can't do that. I'm looking for somebody who's more of a native here, since I'm not a native. I've only been here 10 or 11 years, and now zoning administrator's only been here and on the job for 2 or 3 months. So it's going to be a new people. Hopefully we'll do a good job.
As you're thinking about this new role as mayor, what do you see as the biggest issues facing Hayesville right now?
Well, you may know that Hayesville's a small town and surrounded, obviously, by the county, who has a much greater impact on us than a town. But what we need to increase tourism here, which I'm sure is the same in other small towns, is rooms. We need hotels. Airbnbs don't feel that need for everybody. And that's, I think, the greatest drawback for tourism. We have great facilities otherwise. We have great, beautiful things to do here. But that and affordable housing for people. Superintendent of Education was saying first-year teachers can't afford a house here. And so we need affordable housing, not only for semi-professional people, but for working people. And, small towns used to have a low cost of living, mainly because of housing. But they were in almost a national housing shortage. So we've had that here.
As you're, thinking about your new role as mayor, what are your main goals going into your term?
One, I tell you, we need to attract hotel and get housing. But also, we have their buildings I'd like to try to do something about. Encourage people to repair them or even tear them down. Some are not suitable to be used, but they're still standing. And to attract tourists, we need to clean up, take better care of our town. So we're going to work on that. And we're working on a pedestrian and bike plan, a trail that would connect the different assets that we have in town, because we have plenty of assets, but bikers and walkers have a little issue getting there. So we're working on that and trying to get the lights, streets lit a little bit better. That's been an ongoing project. We replaced all the Blue Ridge EMC, replaced all the lights for us, and the street lights for the town is brighter. And we'll actually save the town money because we paid electricity for the street lights because they're more efficient. And just to get, we have several volunteer groups, and we need younger people to join those. And that's going to be a issue that we've had to keep these things going in the future. Is to try to attract young people not only to stay in town or the county, but to join these organizations because that's the future of them. And we depend on them in town. We have one have a ready bunny does so much in this town. That's Sandy Zimmerman, and we have a hard time without her, and she's head of the Historic Hayesville Inc. and Small Town Main Street, and both of those do a lot in the town, as well as CCCRA. There's an old jail, museum, and arts center. We have a lot of assets, and we just need to attract young people to help in that. And so I'd like to get a business incubator to help entrepreneurs. I'd like to encourage young people to learn essential trades for the construction industry, service industry. get your air conditioning fixed, get your car fixed, get whatever. You know, it's very difficult right now.
How do you see all of these issues playing into the bigger issues facing the region? What do you think is the biggest issue facing the region right now?
The region, I mean, I don't know how other towns are retaining people. We attract a lot of retirees because we have a beautiful place. You know, everybody wants to be in the mountains. And but restaurants and like I said, construction people have a hard time getting enough people to work. And I think that's throughout the region because we are like the region in that sense. This is a beautiful area. And we, not necessarily in town, but in this area have a internet, a lack of internet, a broadband, and hopefully that may be cleared up here in the next few years. And that is unfortunate, it takes that long. I live in town. I never thought about not having fiber optic internet access. And I never asked a question. And so many people move here not asking that question. And they get here and they're, oh my goodness, you know, what are we gonna do now? And so like the coffee shop has internet and people come there and hang out and get on the internet, you know. So there are other places that do that. The library has computers you can use that are connected to the internet. So it's not impossible, but if you want to just stream a movie or something, it's almost impossible to do that.
One of the things that we've been asking all the new mayors is, what do you see as the role of local government in COVID-19 policy? I saw that the town council instituted a policy to give vaccinated town residents a check for $100. And as of about the beginning of November, there were over 100 people that had gotten those checks. How's that going? Is that going to continue?
Well, that ended December the 1st. Now we've extended it because kids can now get vaccinated. So for kids, if they're vaccinated by February the 1st, and we put a time there just to, encourage people. I mean, it wasn't anybody who got vaccinated. If you got vaccinated last February, a year ago, you're eligible for the $100 because there's appreciation for you taking care of your family and our businesses and try to get this pandemic behind us. But the countywide, about a third of the people are vaccinated, and the 100 people were about a third of the adults, maybe a little more than a third of the adults. And hopefully we'll get some children. Because there's a lot of families that could use $200 or $400, you know. We want them to have that to spend. This was from a federal program in the state, America Recovery Plan money that was given to every county and municipality in the state.
And so, you know, thinking about that program, how do you describe the role of local government in COVID policy in Hayesville?
Beyond that, it required mask wearing in town hall meetings, not person to person necessarily, if people have been vaccinated. We don't try to control it in any way, because I think the people who are vaccinated wanted to be vaccinated, and they're holdouts for one reason or the other, and it seems very difficult to change anybody's mind on that. And I'm not going to get in a fight with anybody about that. the county has done a great job. They still have vaccinated more than a third of the people, but they've got the health department, where I got my vaccination, did, I think, a good job. We talked about having a drive-in event back in the fall. We had dumpsters set behind town hall so that people could clean up their yards and things. And at first, because we have a county, what they call it, well, lack of a better word, I'll just say dump. But you pay to do that. And so the town, we thought we'd provide this free and see what effect it had. Once we filled up the first dumpster and had to get another dumpster. So I think that was successful. But we talked about having the county health department help and have a tent set up to administer shots. And then we decided against that because they were easy. And then by that time, you know, the drugstores and the grocery stores, the pharmacy at Ingalls were giving shots too. So we felt like the access to vaccination was very good. And you were either going to get it or not. And personally, you know, I was vaccinated to go to school. I was vaccinated polio, I was vaccinated smallpox. And nobody ever asked. They came to school and administered some of these things. I think that's sad that we've gotten to a point where you can't vaccinate all the kids in school. But that's just the way, just the world we live in.
Was there anything else you wanted to share?
You know, anything else would be a Chamber of Commerce welcome center discussion, because we, like I said, we have wonderful assets. And for a small town like Hayesville, we have the Peacock Playhouse, a theater, where we have live performances, musical performances. You know, how many small towns have that, you know? And we put public restrooms next to town hall, and they used all the time, especially when there are events, and people thank us for that. Even though we were warned not to do that, we went ahead and did that anyway, and it's been a great success. So whatever comes down the pipe, we'll handle it, and hopefully I'll come up with new ideas in the next 4 years.